Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you're joining us for a few moments of fellowship together as once again we look into the Word of God. We're in the book of Ephesians, and we're considering and thinking about new birth blessings. We're thinking about the privilege of eternal life and the much more that becomes the child of God's as we walk in obedience to the Lord. As you remember in Matthew 7:7 through 11, if ye give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father give good things to them that ask him? And he gave us the Holy Spirit, as we read over in Luke 11:13, and then we've read in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, that the body of the believer has become the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. We found out that the Holy Spirit does the work of salvation in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is the spiritual part of man. And so every child of God is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We've been in Ephesians chapter 5, where we're talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit and the glorious impact that it will have upon the life of the individual as he yields to the Holy Spirit and follows the guidelines and instruction and leadership of the Holy Spirit. The impact it will have upon him, as he says, it will change our speech, it will affect our speech, it will affect our attitude. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it will affect our relationships, as we've seen in verse 21 through 33 of Ephesians 5, concerning husband and wife relationship, and how that our relationship will be changed as we walk after the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to be at work in our marriage. And then we're in chapter 6 and verse 1 through 3, where we're talking about the principle of authority. And this is one of the first principles that children need to learn, to obey their parents, to submit to their parents' authority. For he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, the commandment that God gave in the Ten Commandments, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. How important it is that a child learns to obey their dad and their mom. And this, we see, is the basis of the chain of command, this principle of authority. It begins in the home, and how vital it is that parents instruct and train and discipline their children. Give them guidance. Give them loving guidance and loving discipline, discipline that they need to teach them to obey and do what they're told to do. You see, children will, as they learn obedience, they will also learn freedom. A lot of times we get the idea that we gain freedom by going our own way and rebelling. But, beloved, that's a way of bondage. When people walk contrary to the Word of God and rebel against God's Word, it leads them into bondage. For instance, pornography is a terrible thing that brings men and women into bondage. An individual that gets involved with that, it brings them into slavery and into bondage. And that's why the Lord Jesus said for a man not to look on a woman to lust after her in his heart, because if he did, he was committing adultery in his heart. It was bringing him into bondage, into breaking God's law. And why did God give us the laws that he did? God was saying, in other words, don't hurt yourself. God's law does not hurt us. It's for our good. It's for our benefit that we learn to obey the Lord God. And this is part of the principle of authority, beloved. You see, it goes all the way from children all the way up to Almighty God. This principle of authority is a principle that impacts the life of every individual. And that's why it's such an important principle that we learn to bring our lives into obedience to the Word of God and to the Lord, that our lives might be fruitful, that we might be mature, that our will might be broken and yielded to the Lord. Rather than stubbornly resisting God's way, which so many people do, as a fact, the majority of humanity rebels against God, wants to do his own thing, his own way, does not want to submit to God's way, and it's to our hurt, and that's why our world's in chaos, that's why we have wars, that's why we have divorce, that's why we have broken homes, that's why we have abortion, that's why we have so much confusion in government today. It's because of rebellion against God's word and against the principle of authority. Oh, beloved, this is a tremendous principle that begins in the home and should begin in the home. And this is where so much failure occurs, by parents not giving their children guidance and discipline and training them. And so we see the foundation of this principle of authority begins with dad and mom training and teaching their children. Now notice, the Lord said if children would obey their parents, it would be well with them, and they would live long on the earth. How many children's lives have been cut short because they never learned this principle? And then verse 4, ye fathers. Now notice, in the family, fathers have a grave responsibility. God made the man the head of the home, but, beloved, as being the head of the home, there goes much responsibility. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. That is, don't pick on your children. Don't make them angry. Don't do things that harm them. Be kind to them. Show them love. Show them compassion. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Train them God's way. Teach them God's love. Oh, beloved, it's heartbreaking when parents are selfish and self-centered and do not accept and love their children and do not know how to teach them and bring them up in the ways of the Lord. I remember a young man that I knew many years ago that could not please his father because he was a young man that loved the arts. He loved classical music. He was a deep thinker. And his dad wanted him to be involved in athletics. And one of his older brothers was, and his dad admired that son that was involved in athletics. And he rejected this boy that was of melancholy type temperament, that loved classical music and was not interested in the arts. And this young man longed to have the acceptance of his father so bad that he actually told me he got down on his hands and knees on the sidewalk and beat his head against the sidewalk trying to change his brain around. because he longed for his father's love and affection. Now, beloved, this is part of a father's responsibility to train and to show forth and to set a godly example before the child. Now, yes, that's true. The father did not know the Lord. And it was to his hurt and to his harm. He did not want to have anything to do with Almighty God. And so he was a miserable, wretched individual, and most likely is in hell today because he would not go God's way. God's way is the best way, beloved. And it has to do with this principle of authority, our learning to submit to the authority figures that God brings into our lives. Now notice, first of all, we have the authority of a father and mother, the authority of a family. This is so vital. And then there's civil authority. In Romans chapter 13, we read these words, beginning with verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Now, this is the principle of authority, beloved. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Did you realize that, beloved? God has a plan, and God has a purpose, and God has a will, and He's able to work in government despite the things of the people that are in positions of authority. God's able to overrule their rebellion, their sin. God's able to use them to His glory just like He uses Satan to His glory. Yes, indeed. God even used Satan to His glory. For none of the princes of this world knew that when they crucified Christ, they were opening the door to salvation. They didn't realize that. They were dumb. They were stupid. And they are, beloved, because they rebel against Almighty God. Oh, we as born-again believers would obey and do what God tells us to do. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. And we're talking about civil authority. We're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about God Himself. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Think about that till next time. Goodbye.